No, we're only just getting back to normal and coming back to the ground after all the medals won by Irish athletes at the Olympics in Paris. Well, the Paralympics is underway. It was a busy opening day for Irish athletes yesterday. Swimming, cycling and archery again take centre stage today, with the first of the rowing athletic events to be held for the 35-member travelling party from Ireland. And with me on the line from Paris to talk about this in more detail is Joanna Reardon, sports journalist who's covering and broadcasting from Paris on the Paralympics. Joanne, good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. I know you're very busy with all that's going on, but look, just tell me what the last couple of days have been like and what the excitement levels are like over there for Team Ireland.
Yeah, thanks for having me, first and foremost. It's funny now, today is a bit of a dour day because it's actually thunder and lightning at the moment here in Paris. So
you're not serious. We've got sunshine here in Killarney.
Oh my God, I know, it's typical, isn't it? But yeah, so a couple of races now have been kind of postponed. The rowing has been postponed now for 2 more hours, where we have Katie O'Brien and Tiernan O'Donnell in the mixed sculls. But it's been pretty good. It's pretty exciting so far. You know, I mean, Paris is really up the ante when it comes to delivering, you know, for these games. You know, there are volunteers everywhere to assist you and guide you wherever you want to go. They've made all the buses wheelchair accessible. They've now announced that the metro will be wheelchair accessible. Now, to be fair, to be 30 years time, so I'm going to be well and truly into my 50s at that stage.
But you know, it's years. Good to
I know, it's good to see that there's some level of commitment, I guess, but at the same time, you know, Paris is a very old city, you know, it's very architecturally beautiful to say the least, but with that comes problems in terms of trying to make these places more accessible.
Yeah. Look, is that one positive that comes out of it, that hosting events like the Paralympics and seeing these amazing athletes and all the effort and the work they put into it and the performance they put in, it puts it front and centre, those sort of issues that everybody needs to be catered for. Everyone has rights.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the attitudes, you know, I was last in Paris nearly 10 years ago, so a lot has changed, to be fair, since I was here. But I do remember when I was in Paris, you know, I was getting a lot of funny looks. People weren't kind of willing to help, you know, maybe open doors, maybe ramp a cafe or whatever. I'm sitting here in a cafe at the moment and it's perfectly wheelchair accessible. There's a little window basie that I'm sitting at the moment listening to the thunder. But yeah, like they've really gone out of their way and people are just so willing to help. And, you know, the footpaths are as accessible as they can possibly be. But like you said, you know, the idea is that when you see these athletes at the Paralympics, it'll not only challenge the physical barriers that exist, but maybe the social barriers that exist. You know, people may not view people with disabilities as maybe like lesser than, rather than like equal to, but needs a bit more help to get to the equal to.
Yeah, and that is part of it, I suppose. I know I saw a picture you posted yesterday of Tiernan O'Donnell and Katie O'Brien, and that World Rowing were using it to promote the Paralympic Games. It's a brilliant picture, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a total badass picture, and knowing the two, like, they've such an unbelievable story. You know, Tiernan was only drafted in because Katie needed a partner for the mixed sculls, because people who are missing a leg were brought in to be a mixed skull, if that makes sense. So Katie couldn't have qualified as an individual, so she needed a doubles partner. And then Tiernan was playing wheelchair basketball, and someone in UL was like, he looks pretty dab-handed at this. So they asked him, would he jump into rowing? And he said, I'll give it a try. And look at them now, they're at the Paralympics. But yeah, it's just such a cool picture. You know, we got to see some of the blades, you know, that some of the athletes are using for blade jumping and blade running. And just to see the technology that's involved, you know, I was talking to one of the athletes and they told me that their blade alone costs nearly 30,000 to 40,000 euro. Like, you could get a car in a second-hand shop in Killarney now for that, I'd say.
You could. I never even thought of the cost of all of that. And I suppose every athlete that we have, every athlete, they have their own story, their own elements to how they got here and the amount of work and effort it takes to be at the standard to make it to the Paralympics, Joanne.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, and it's not just the Irish athletes as well. You know, yesterday now we had our first Paralympian refugee medalist in Taekwondo. So she fled from Afghanistan. She was smuggled out of Afghanistan. She's missing her arm, I think. And she won a gold medal yesterday. So, but again, there's so many other amazing stories. You know, you know, even kind of closer to home. You know, Kerry Leonard is doing, you know, an archery. She got knocked out now this morning, but she was playing. She was up against the gold medalist from Rio 2016. And, you know, I mean, she just wants more women to get involved in archery, and she's fighting every step of the way for that. And, you know, she was in a farm accident when she was younger and she managed to bounce back and, you know, is taking the world by storm, you know, with her personality. So it really is incredible to see the athletes. And, you know, more importantly, I think the stories are really driving home to people, because it's not about, you know, the achievements of the athletes. It's about the resilience and the ability to literally just get up in the morning and applaud yourself for that, which is what a lot of these athletes started out as until they became top class athletes.
Yeah. No, today, Joanne, as you said, paracycling comes to the fore, and there's swimming And also athletics is underway. There's a 5,000 metre heat for Shauna Bockett, I think.
Yeah, there is. It's a big day now. We've got two kind of medal contenders in the cycling and we've got two medal contenders in the swimming. So in cycling, we've got Katie George Dunleavy and Eve McChrystal, who are like non-stop serial winners when it comes to the Paralympics. We've also got Josie Helian and Linda Kelly, who are making their debut today as a tandem duo. So that'll be exciting to see how they kind of get on the road. I think their big ones is kind of road racing and the longer kind of velodrome distances. And then we've got Ellen Keane and her swan song, you know, whether she'll be able to match the goal that she won in the SB8 breaststroke that she won in Tokyo. And then we've got up and coming superstar Roisin Irín and her favourite event in the S13 backstroke 100 metres, where, you know, she's, yeah, I think she's one of the world record holders at the moment. So yeah, it's going to be very exciting. And as you said, with the athletics as well underway, we've some great stories there, not only with Shauna, but also the only Palestinian athlete. He was shot by an Israeli sniper in 2001, and I think 17 members of his family have been killed since the outbreak of the war. So very interesting stories to look out for today.
Oh, that's incredible. And again, I suppose, Joanne, looking at all of that and looking at the effort that goes in and looking at it, the big buzz from this time round, and you know, you'll see it as it goes on, but I suppose what has it been like is the question I'm trying to ask. Compared to Tokyo, there's crowds there. There's a buzz there this time round for the athletes, which must be brilliant.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, I mean, Paris has really bought into the Paralympics. I think 92% of tickets have been bought by French people, and of those 92%, 75% are being attended by Parisians themselves. So there's a lot of buy-in when it comes to these events. You know, Nicole Turner would have said it yesterday when she came out swimming, that the roar of the crowd actually took her by surprise. And last night we had the first French medal in Hugo Didier in the swimming. So it was a big lift for everyone, and you could tell that the crowd got him over the line. He beat the favourite in Simone Barlem, the Italian, in Brest. So yeah, it was so surreal, and it was so cool, and just to experience it, and also to see the athletes being free to go around the village where we're based and express themselves and just meet other athletes. And you know, they're talking wheelchairs, they're talking legs, they're talking blades, they're talking arms. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely brilliant. Listen, from this point on, is the athletics, like, unlike the Olympics just passed, is the athletics on? Is it all on together, or is it spread out? Does the athletics kind of take more of a precedence as we head through the next 2 weeks or so?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix, I guess. You know, I suppose the mornings will be dedicated to heats, and it's all very dependent on how many actually enter into a race. Shauna was supposed to be a straight final in the T54, which is the wheelchair racing, but a lot of people actually entered, and if anyone has ever seen wheelchair racing before, expect crashes, and
yeah,
don't be terrified.
Yeah,
they'll be fine. They'll be fine. But yeah, so it's all very dependent. But like you said, mornings will be dedicated to heats, dependent on how many is actually there. But the evening time is when, you know, you'll see the gravitas, you'll see the finals, you'll see the medals, you'll see people ringing that bell that's going into Notre Dame later on at the end of the year. So yeah, it'll be really exciting, and it'll be spread out from Friday to Sunday. Sunday is the last day, Sunday the 8th, where we'll have the wheelchair marathons, which will be exciting as well.
Yeah. Look, we're all a bit devastated here that Jordan Lee couldn't make it, the Killarney high jumper. He was injured, but look, he's vowed to bounce back bigger and better. Like any other athlete, injuries can play their part in things as well, Joanne.
Yeah, exactly. And he's actually here in Paris doing some reporting jobs. So at least he was able to kind of get out and experience it. And, you know, to be fair to Jordan, he'll be able to take it all in his stride now and see what it's like, what an atmosphere. And hopefully he'll bounce back for LA, where it no doubt will be bigger and better than Paris.
Yeah, certainly will. Joanne, listen, well done. And thanks a million for talking to us in the programme. Good luck with all the work over the next number of days and weeks. And thanks for talking to us this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
Great stuff. That's Joanne Reardon there reporting. She's a busy lady. She's reporting on lots of different things, broadcasting. You'll hear and see a lot of her over the next couple of weeks at the Paralympics in Paris.